How do you begin to transform your life? And Domon brought up a very interesting point in his own practice. He's been practicing, I think he said, 30 years. See, and he's reached this point, and he talked about, see, in a certain sense, his expectations are unmet. See, and you can fall into the negative. You can fall into a despair. See, and most people turn away from their practice. See, why? See, what's the issue? What is the barrier? See, the barrier is thinking that you can produce something that's going to save you from the realm of samsara. You can't produce anything. You have to stop trying to produce anything. You have to stop, see, continuously holding on to your expectations. See, Domon talked about that. And I mentioned from that, see, all you have to do, see, is see through the expectation. Realize that the barrier is just another thought. See, it is a thought that you perpetuate, that you build on. See, and you can add negative to negative to negative. And I thought Domon actually handled all of that, talking about his own practice. But see, the positive thing is if you actually learn how to do forest bathing. See, if you actually learn, what is the message behind that? See, I was just talking to Mushoko, and she was bringing up the issue because of Juzen's father. In the Chinese, she was saying it seems to be genetic almost, stomach cancer, right?
Yeah, it's just had a high prevalence.
Oh, high prevalence, see. And I was pointing out, see, a Shikon may, I don't know, may disagree with it, and then I'll give him a reference that he has to look at, a man who probably knows more about cells than anybody. See, genetic. It's genetic. It's genetic. No, I think I heard him say in the thing that the genetics plays about 1%. You know what actually plays? Your environment. See, your environment. See, and the environment, see, is based upon the conditioning in your head. See, if you constantly work in negative images, see, that's what you produce. See, and there is a negative. This guy talked about programming. And he talks, and this is very consistent with developmental psych. See, very consistent. First 7 years. Conditioning. See, and talking about a negative narrative that goes on. See, and I felt you were talking about that. A negative narrative that goes on behind your eyeballs in your head. See, this is a place of no self-deception. Are you aware? See, now, there are those who are exalted. They're above it all. See, they are literally God's gift to those of us who don't have as many gifts. I've never seen Roshi work successfully with it. What I saw was, you, generally speaking, they exploit for their own benefit. See. But if you can get very clear, I'm going to try to get you to see there's a jump here that has to be made. Do you go into your mind and do you tell yourself you can't do it? See, I don't know that Domon used those exact words, but I think that was implied. Believing you can't do it?
I think I said that, actually.
Okay, okay.
Nothing's going to come from this.
Yeah. See, that is the negative. See, that is the negative programming. See, the negative programming that is going on. That negative programming, see, is what you're functioning to. You are projecting out from that. Do you see? It's in, Tom Campbell calls it, you know, that 7-inch room, see, in darkness, see. Now, do you know how you combat that? You come out to this level of consciousness. This is actually mind. See, this is the enlightened mind. Now simply stay present. Simply stay present. You can't think your way into that. Because the moment you try to produce something to sustain this, you're back in the negative programming. You can only come out of that dualistic mind through practice. You can be as smart and clever as you think you are, and you're still deluded. And you will still cause yourself pain and suffering. See, by that negative, do you hear that voice talking to you right now? You hear that voice talking to you? Your comments, your critical judgments? See, what do we chant? Do not judge by any standard. And some of you, that's all you ever do. And I don't care how long you practice. If that's all you do, that's where you're trapped. You have trapped yourself in a hell realm. And you've done it. You have no bitches. See, nobody did it to you. You've done it to yourself. If you've sat here for any length of time, you should begin to hear a different story. Come out. Where is the only place you can come out to? See, where is the only place you've ever experienced? Are you talking to yourself, making judgments? You've missed it. It's here. And Dogen talks about, you have to begin to see this mind. See, are you falling back into your head, talking to yourself, your critical voice? See, who are you hurting? Yourself. And then you hurt everyone in your mandala. What's your mandala? Open your eyes and look around you. Look at the ones that you claim are important. Do you bring them comfort? Or do you bring them strife? Do you bring them security or doubt? See? What is your relationship to the world around? That inner voice, that inner programming. See, that's what has to stop. See, how does that stop? When you move here, you stay here, that inner voice can't be turning. You don't try to suppress that inner voice. That becomes one of the next barriers. See? In Domon talking, he didn't necessarily say barriers, but that's what I experienced it as. Barriers. There's barriers. I sit down. The last 3 days Sashin, the last Zazenkai, see, I again stressed, you have to sustain the focus. Why is this so difficult? See, because it is difficult. See, it's breaking a bad habit. See, you have to, and I try to use metaphors, learning to play the piano. See, I don't know, Ishan is the only, as far as I know, really an accomplished musician, although he says he isn't, but people have told me he's extremely good. But Zuishin, Domon knew Zuishin. I think Mushi would know him, Anto would know him. He came here and set up our programs. See, he actually set our, and you remember him coming? He set up all of our things. He was a marvelous Eno. And he had in the mountains, he had his, he was trained as a classical pianist. See, and in the mountains, in the trailer, he had his piano set up there. And I would sit there and listen to him because I'm tone deaf and I have no talents. And I would marvel. I actually have tapes still of him. He made some tapes for me, see? And I asked him about how he learned. And he talked about it was actually painful when he first started as a little kid. He didn't want to practice. It was hard. It was difficult. But if you sustain the effort, this is Roshi in the magnifying glass. Most of us have played with magnifying glasses when we're young. See? And piece of paper. And you have to work with the focal length. You have to get the perfect focal length. See? And if it's too close to the paper won't ignite. I assume most people have had this. If you're way too far back, it won't ignite. It's getting the perfect focal length. Perfect focal length. Instant. The flame is instant. And Roshi said, that's your Zazen. Again, I'm stressing, what is your Zazen like? Is it painful? And the Japanese brought this. Books that came here. And many and most of the American teachers, they talk about the terrible pain. See? Pain in the legs, the sweet taste of Zazen. That isn't what Dogen Zenji says. The foremost Soto master in Japan. He said Zazen is the doorway to repose and bliss. See, what's the problem? Sustaining it. Going through the barriers of expectation. See, and expectations are always, somehow or another couched in negative terms. Ultimately, I can't do it. First it starts, I want. That's greed. I want. You don't know what you are. See, other than the negative programming that you go to continuously. See, again, the sixth patriarch would tell you what? Purify the mind. See, people don't understand that even. Purify the mind. Oh, well, those of us totally trapped in delusion, purify the mind. See, get a beat yourself over the back. See, purify the mind means what? See, you can sit and you can chant to yourself and you can perform all kinds of ceremonies so long as you don't get it. It's a waste of time. What does it mean to purify the mind? Be quiet. Don't talk to yourself. Simply sit here. This is the mind you sustain. No, here. This is what you sustain. And what Doman was saying, talking about, you have to go through that. I was talking to somebody just in Doksan. You have to go through the barrier that you have erected. See, and how do the old Zen masters try to counter this? They say, commit yourself. I will say to you here, I hit a lot of people with this. What's your aspiration? What's your aspiration? See, is it just to simply posture, strut on stage that you're a teacher? See, what a waste of time. See, when the light starts to fall from your eyes, that will mean nothing. And you will not be able to control the nightmares. See, sustain. That's why we practice. Sustain, to stay in the present. Look at the 10 ox herding pictures. It's very clear. What is the ox? Are you talking to yourself? See, are you making judgments? That's the ox. That judging mind. Pull it back. Pull it back to where? The little guy in the Zen, 10 pictures. It's what? To the path. Where's the path? Come on. Where's the path? Where's the only place the path can be? If you don't see this, then you're hopelessly lost. Then I recommend, really, sit there and try to count your breath. Where is the path? The path that Zen masters will tell you. Open up, right in front of you. Great koans to this. Monk comes in and talks about this thing. See, and the little old woman says, walk on, walk on, walk on. So what is this? See, she brings him down, because he's carrying his diamond sutra on his back. See, all your knowledge, carrying all of that junk, put it down. What do you do? See, a good monk goes up. He's looking for enlightenment. See, where is it? He's right at the foot of the hill where they all would go up there for pilgrimage. See, nobody ever got enlightened going up there. But they listen to the old lady, little old lady. See, go straight on. Go straight. Mushoku's koan, that she talked about. See, and her head trainee. Go straight on. What don't you understand? See, isn't it amazing? Then the old masters would say, commit yourself to 1,000 lifetimes. What's your aspiration? Do you want to enter the bliss body? Do you want to transcend the pain and suffering of samsara? Commit yourself to 1,000 lifetimes. This does not mean shaving your head and walling yourself in a cave. That's total delusion. Total delusion. See? Do you know why? They have never seen this. Never have seen this. You want to purify the mind? That's what the sixth patriarch, the beginning of every talk, purify our minds. See? Now the beauty of this is, you think, I have to think about this, I have to analyze this. That's total delusion. You've already contaminated, defiled. What? This. You think the Buddha mind can't understand a silly adolescent talk? See, that again shows you, you are so trapped. See, and you're still locked. See, in trying to bring into existence Roshi's first admonition, no self-deception. Look at what you do to yourself. Now, purify the mind. Can you experience anything but your own experience? Do you really think you know what your neighbor sitting next to you is experiencing now? If you're talking to yourself, you're giving yourself this talk. And at one or two, at a delusional level, you'll be in there judging. See, not hearing. See, I don't know how many people actually heard what Domon was talking about Thursday night. See? If you could hear it, see, Kyoji, it was a very positive talk. See, a very positive talk. If you can hear. See, if you can see, what you have to do, if you can see this mind, this pure awareness, this is what is here. And this is changing. See, according to modern science, I won't go to the decimal points, let's just say 7,000 times a second. Did you realize this is changing that rapidly? If you stay locked in your head, ruminating on a thought, ruminating on a past action, wow, you are so far out of it. You are ancient. And then you project out, see, into this continuously blooming moment, the past. Then you respond, see, to your own projections. If you can't see this, you really, really need to take your practice more seriously. See, if you can begin to stay awake in the present moment, a transformation takes place. And you begin to experience the wonder of what? Your life.